We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A drink, because this is Hangover Time.
Heat win the second half, 45-41, in your fucking face, Boston Celtics, in your face, you fucking leprechaun, up your ass with Lucky Charms, you sons of bitches, 45-41 in the second half. All the momentum going into game four. Listen, a lot of people will take this as a quote-unquote loss or a quote-unquote L. Not me. Not me. We won the second half, 45-41. After only scoring 12 in the first quarter, do you know how big that is to come back from that kind of deficit and win the second half, right? So super huge, super important. It doesn't go in the box score anywhere, right? It doesn't, right? Neither does Patty Mills being the only player plus on the Heat tonight. Oh, and Orlando Robinson. Those things aren't important. But Heat win the second half. All the momentum going into game four at the Casilla Center. Take me out, Brass. Woo-hoo! Tell you, boys. Got it right where we want them.
Yeah. Love it, man. Momentum. I mean,
they shook up in Boston right now. Man, you swear they were trying to integrate a school in that motherfucker. They are shut. Man. You swear a black person was trying to vote. They are shook up in Boston. I swear to God.
Payne Pritchard called Caleb Martin the N-word today. I don't know if anybody saw that.
I saw that.
I called Duncan it too.
Payne Pritchard was actually the fan in Indiana. That called Halliburton's brother the N-word, too. He's been really
bad. I thought he called Tyler Hero the N-word, which, you know. Anyway, I'm Alphonse City. I'm Alphonse City, a.k.a. Alphonse54. Welcome into the Miami Heat Beat postgame show. Hangover Time. We are going to have a good time tonight, no matter what. If you're watching on Twitch live, we love you. Thank you so much. Schmeathan says we don't have peppers, but at least we have cheese tetas. Yes.
Hey. Calling me fat.
If you're watching live on Twitch, thank you. Go ahead, send us your subs, your bits. I forget what all these things are called, but the subs are always appreciated. If you're watching the replay on YouTube, we love you as well. Go ahead and hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. The YouTube views have been off the chain. And if you're downloading the podcast, we love you the most because that's where we make all of our money. Brass. Yeah. Let's find out who kicked our ass tonight.
They kicked our ass.
I missed that. Can we play it again?
What? Play it again?
Oh, I missed that.
Even Melody doesn't want to see it again.
I'm only going to play it again because it's the last time this series we're going to have to play this.
They kicked our ass.
I'm glad that you didn't have to redo the imaging. There was like a Thank Max God. Or a Gabe in there.
Thank God. I'm so glad they don't want to trade for players on this team anymore.
I remember Kelly was my favorite because Kelly got
Kelly
kicked.
Kelly was the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going first because what Fig said, he threw it out there. And I'm going to say, Caleb Martin, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Like, just you had me out here. You had me out here praising you last game. I've been shitting on you all year. All year. And all of a sudden, last game, you turned into ECF Caleb. And now you turn right back to a fucking pumpkin. I don't even know what his stat line was. Let me go look it up real quick. Caleb Martin was 5 points, a minus 23, worst on the team, 2 turnovers, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Like, holy shit, Caleb. Like, and he was just doing the Caleb shit, like where he got knocked out of bounds on a foul call. And he didn't get the call, so he just sat there. And then Tyler Hero, instead of getting back on defense, decides to go help Caleb up. And now there's a 5-on-3, like just complete run out. Like, what are we doing? Anyway, that too cool for school shit was back with Caleb. Caleb, get your shit together. Take me out, Brass. Like, I'm like, bro, you are on thin ice with me. Real fucking thin ice. I need a do something with my camera. There's way too much headspace. So
I don't know what was up with that.
There's way too much going on. Anyway, Moose, who kicked our ass tonight?
There's so many to choose from. I'm sorry. I have to do it. I got to go with two, okay? Number one, Chris Greer. Number two, the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? Oh, the draft this weekend was a total pain in the ass, okay? I spent 2 to 3 months researching these players and building a big board for guys that are going to help us this year, today, tomorrow. And what does Chris Greer do? He reaches for these projects that are not going to play next year, and if they do play, they're only going to make us worse. They're not ready for the moment. First of all, I understand the Pittsburgh Steelers, they fucked us in every round, okay? Especially on the offensive line. They were right before us on every goddamn pick and took exactly who I wanted in every round. But besides that, Chris Greer decides to follow it up by taking a bunch of people that nobody's even questioning to go to the Miami Dolphins. Doesn't look at one single offensive
Please
guard.
Take him out.
He's going to get two and three cuts again. I can't with this shit, okay? Draft beat was built for one reason.
Who is Chris Greer?
Mute him.
All of the young people that are wanting to come out and play in this game.
Just keep going.
Yeah, lower him out.
All right, let's just go on.
Who is Chris?
I literally have no idea what he's talking about.
Who's next? Just let him do his thing. Who cares?
Yeah, G, first of all, I don't know what that was. I have no idea who any of these people are. But go ahead, G. Who kicked our ass tonight?
I'm going to be real. Spo. I thought that just after just a masterful game two, he just comes out with all the shit that didn't work in the previous games, like the zone, like going to Thomas Bryant and Patty Mills, like what kind of desperation shit was that? Like, you didn't go to Nico at the five, which worked for you the game before. I feel like all the stuff that they were running that was so successful for them, they were just not moving off ball as sharply. And I mean, you got to give them credit, and you also got to, you know, he has to take some of the blame when they look like this. So, you know, not a banner night for the best coach in the NBA.
And how about you fucking challenge something?
Yeah, I don't
know. Fucking listen, man. At some fucking point, what is the deal? Like, is it pride?
They carry into next year, though.
No, right? They don't. No, oh, okay. I did the research. They don't.
Are you sure?
And Jason Tatum,
because he may just challenge every call one game, and we're it jokes.
Can you save him for the finals?
Bro, I don't understand. Like, Jason Tatum has a 3-point. He gets fouled on a 3-pointer. Like, you had a little bit of momentum at the time, actually. Like, you had scored a couple buckets in a row. Jason Tatum gets fouled on a 3-pointer. It's obviously not a foul. He obviously jumped into the defender. Like is it, are the guys on the sideline not giving him the heads up? Like, what is happening? Like, listen, it's literally fucking malpractice at this point. I'm sorry. It is fucking malpractice. I love Spo, best coach in the league. Masterclass game two was an asterclass tonight. Like, you can.
Nice job. I saw what I did there. You dropped the M.
Episode name.
Cleaner.
Thanks.
Yeah. Asterclass. Like, you can challenge fucking calls. Like,
why are we not giving Jay Rich an iPad with the Bally broadcast and be like, coach, you should challenge that? Because what
that's your problem. It's Bally. You put it on Bally, they have no idea the game's on.
They have no idea what's going on. They're showing fucking Orlando Magic replays on Bally. No, Stan Van Gundy even said it. Yeah.
He said it. He goes, why are you not challenging this? And then there was another play later in the stretch, I believe in the second half, where Van Gundy again said, even the bench is saying, coach, you might want to take a look at this.
You need your timeouts when you're down 30 in the fucking fourth quarter.
It's a pride thing. I think it's got to be a pride thing.
But he'll call a timeout in a meaningless part of the game because somebody didn't box out properly.
Oh, like God forbid Duncan and his fucking fractured back misses a fucking rotation. Timeout. Take him out of the game. Let's get some Patty Mills minutes. Brass, who kicked our ass tonight?
I mean, talent. I don't know. Luck was it? Luck, not Andrew Luck. But I just think, like, listen, we had a franchise amount of threes in the last game. This was the Boston just got lucky. Boston just got lucky tonight. That's all I can say. Like, the Heat went cold. Shit happens, but they'll be back to normal next game. I don't. And also, like, I will say Adam Silver. Adam Silver was in attendance tonight. He's not in attendance at a lot of these games. And I would say, like, after the embarrassment that they had with the Jason Tatum sneaker last game with the deuce on it and losing that game, Adam Silver in attendance was he had to at least give Boston two games in the series. That was a minimum. And they met that tonight. So we're going to see a different team going forward. I'm certain of it.
I'll tell you the other big thing that happened tonight was turnovers. Like, you forced 5 Boston Celtics turnovers for the game. You're not winning like that. Like, you just aren't, right? And it's like, and Frankie, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go into breakdowns yet. Frankie, tell us who kicked our ass, and then we'll kind of talk about, like, what they did defensively and where they kind of changed things up, and it didn't really make a lot of sense.
I'm going to say Jimmy Butler. He said at the timeout that we were going to go up 2-1, and the run started right from that fucking moment. The moment he spoke that into existence, the basketball god said, "Who? What? You can't even make it into the basket, my friend." Yeah, Jimmy, you can't be trying to get cash checks that the Heat are going to have to cash. It was ridiculous effort, everything. I've never seen a Heat team this poorly execute on offense since like 3 days ago.
Coach Tiana says, by the way, I watched The Town for the first time. Terrible, boring movie.
I have breaking
correct.
News. Uh-oh.
My energy lady texted me. She said, don't say. She's like, the energy's not the problem. They'll fix it.
Oh,
okay. Major breaking news. Brass, what? Put it on that the ticker. True. Energy lady predicts heat.
Energy lady weighed in. I texted her in the third quarter, and I said, this is not going great. I need you to lock in and let me know what the steps we need to take are, because I need to mobilize quickly. And she got back to me just now, said, I've thought about it. I've done my spiritual things, and no, that the vibes and the energy are not the problem. Again, she knows nothing. She doesn't know who Jimmy Butler is.
No. This is great.
And she just said, yeah, so I'm not going. So don't ask me. I consulted because that's what you guys have been peppering me with. And I went to the higher power and she said no. And I'm going to listen.
Yeah, don't fight her. Don't fight her. She's never been wrong. She does a lot.
I mean, that doesn't mean we're going to win, but that just means that the energy is not the issue right now. Shifting. And they have the tools to solve these problems.
Unfortunately, the talent might be the problem.
I think your energy lady saying, code red, motherfuckers. Let's fucking go. Let's do this. It was so fucking bike.
Take somebody's fucking knees out. What are we doing?
Gee, well, give me a quick favor. Just text her really quick. Ask her about the energy around Chris Greer's draft.
Get him out. Can't do it. I will say this
regarding the code red thing. Like, if you're going to get – listen, Bam, if you're going to be called, like, a dirty player, Caleb, if you're going to be called a dirty player, just fucking be the dirty player because they're calling you that anyway. So just fucking go all in on it. Make it work in your advantage.
I'd be kicking motherfuckers in their neck at this point.
Embiid should have fucking his career right should have been ended from that fucking last game.
And
there's no punishment. You're good. Go for it.
I'm throwing elbows at temples.
Sounds anti-Semitic.
Yo.
Whoa. Brad.
What?
Wait. Too soon, bro.
Oh my god.
Too soon. Too soon.
You said it, not me.
Sorry. You brought me back in at a weird time.
speaking of temples, G.
G. Garrett Temple. Gee.
We built a Temple to Spo last game. You see how I just switched that up?
Transition.
Hey, nice work.
We built a Temple to Spo last game. I really felt like, listen, I don't think they're going to win tonight, no matter what Spo did. But I didn't think it needed to be this bad.
Did you bet on the game tonight and didn't think they were going to win?
Gee, we got a little bit of a problem over at Heat.
What's going on between you? You guys okay?
I blame the intern, okay? The intern's the one that gave me the free intro.
He's really control.
But listen, okay, so like I don't think they would have won, but I think the Kevin Love minutes, the zone, just a lot of like silly things I feel like we did that like we went away from last game and like worked out like way in our favor. And like a Jovic at the 5 minutes, we did a lot of that where Jovic was a backup five. And then we're like, oh, Kevin Love, like, it's going to make the difference now. Like, what did you think of some of Spo's, like, not even adjustments, like readjustments to like game one that didn't make a lot of sense?
I think Spo tries to split the baby a lot of times. And he's like, how can I, you know, get enough production while preserving, you know, XYZ. And I think tonight was one of those nights where he got too cute and he's like, okay, this is not a night where we're going to play Bam 40 minutes. You know, they tried to
play him.
Did he? I mean, like they played Love and then they used zone, which I was like, why are we doing this? Boston absolutely killed them. There was a point in the game where they could have got within 9. The game absolutely flipped on them. And then every decision after that was just, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Thomas Bryant comes in the game, as I said earlier. I'm like, why are we not playing Jovic at the 5 when that was what was working prior? I feel like Miami was doing a lot of off-ball stuff, Alf, and we were talking about like the readjustments. I felt that Boston really tried to funnel Miami's drivers into the lane and not, you know, kind of to the strong side corner like they did the previous game. And it was forcing Miami to kind of finish oversized, like over Porzingis and stuff like that. And I just think Spo never adjusted to that adjustment. So it's like they're just not really doing anything that worked, and then they're just playing right into Boston's hands. It seemed that he was a little bit unprepared for that. And I think that if you're a coach super undermanned coming into a series like this, you need to kind of be mindful of the potential adjustments that Boston might make. And then have a counter for that so that you can go to it, especially when you lose. Now game four, that's a must win for Miami. You know, now the pressure's all on the Heat to win game four. Today, the pressure was on Boston. If Miami loses that game on Monday or Tuesday, whenever the fuck it is, that it's done. You know, they got to win that game to stay in the series. And they missed a golden opportunity and had a fucking 12-point first quarter. Fuck them, bro. Fuck Spo. Fuck all these people.
No, what's going to happen is in the fucking locker room, Rozier's going to look up. He's going to see the score. And
he can't look up. His neck's head, fucked
no,
up.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Thanks for ruining my fucking joke. I saw like he's going to turn his fucking neck. He's going to be like, you know what? You're good. He's going to go in, and they're going to fuck some things in the next game.
Whoa.
No, the funny
that
thing
that would have
is
been
like,
a great joke, Brass. It was, I mean,
it was going to be
so funny.
But Frankie, did they ruin a golden opportunity? Or is this like, it was never going to be fucking easy. It was like, there was always going to be like, it was almost always going to have to be like, Spo's going to need 3 days to make adjustments to beat this team every single time. Can Rozier hoop in a neck brace?
Brass, get the Brass, you need to do a Photoshop after the show.
As soon as the show is over.
Bro, there's nothing funnier than someone in a neck brace because they're walking so ginger, so gentle, and they look so miserable. It's the funniest.
Anyway, Frankie.
Someone's going to fuck up your neck this week, and you're going to be in a neck brace. I can't wait.
Anyway, Frankie, like, it wasn't ever going to be easy. Like, it was always going to take multiple days of adjustment by Spo. I don't even know if there's in-game adjustments you can make when you have this. There's this much of a dearth of talent between you and the opponent.
Yeah.
But I do think there's things he could have done to mitigate the fucking ass whooping. And I don't think he did those things. But it was always going to have to be like, Spo's going to need some time between games to cook up some bullshit until at least Rozier gets back.
For sure. It was never going to be easy. I mean, a lot of us didn't expect them to win one game. And they were here. But they didn't take things like the negatives away from that win enough. They won that game despite Boston going on like a 9-0 run as soon as Kevin Love went into the game and they were running zone with no Tyler or Bam in the game. They didn't learn from that. So they did it again. They, like G said, they tried to split the difference. They tried to survive with no Tyler and Bam, give him rest at the same time. If you're so adamant on giving Bam rest throughout the game, why are you playing him 39 minutes in a game that wasn't close in the second half? I do not understand that. If you're trying to save him for this, like, save him now. Today's the game to save him.
What's up, guys? It's Pablo the intern here, and I know I'm interrupting your podcast, but we have to talk about the company Unified Healing that is sponsoring today's episode. You may be wondering, what is the Unified Healing? Well, I'm about to tell you. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System for short. This technology is perfect whenever you're tired, you need some relaxation, or you just want to feel good. G and I already had the pleasure of visiting one of the centers here in Miami, and my God, it was amazing. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/heatbeat to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/heatbeat. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You weren't winning this game. And you know, you have to anticipate Boston was going to do a better job closing out, making the easy swing passes that were available all game last game. They took that out. They forced Miami to dribble the ball, put it, they made them uncomfortable, told them to attack. And the difference between Boston and Miami's attacks to the basket, Boston attacks trying to get to the rim, and Miami attacks the rim trying to kick it out for three. And it was, even when it opened up, when there was lanes for attack, the only one that was consistently attacking the basket trying to finish was Highsmith. And that, when Highsmith is the only guy, you can only do so much, man. But Spo, he left a lot of stuff on the table. And when you're at a disadvantage talent wise, like, this could be the series right here. Just giving that up, not anticipating that stuff. And you know, he's smart. He's not, we know him. We know he's not going to sit on this loss and like just take it. Like, he's going to make adjustments next game. But he's going to be kicking himself for not doing it a game earlier.
Rachel does sports. Pointed out, Rachel does sports. I'm sorry. Boston shot 29% from three and we shot 32%. We could have won if we weren't playing like assholes. Like, Moose, I mean, you held Boston 104 points.
That's Siobhan.
The number one offense in the league. And then, but we've said it. I mean, like, listen, anybody who's followed most of us on Twitter all year said the problem with Miami ain't the defense. Like, it would always be hilarious to me. The Heat would lose like 102-97. And if someone would mention the defense, and I'm like, it ain't the fucking defense.
It's an elite defense. The defense is the only reason why we're here today.
The problem, they cannot score like a modern offense. And it reared its ugly head tonight. And listen, it's going to be exacerbated by the absence of Jimmy and a guy like Tyler Rozier, two guys that can get to the line a little bit, and two guys that are scorers. When your best bet is Tyler Hero to score, he's inconsistent. Nights like this happen, and you score 84 points in 2024.
Yeah, and it leads to these, you know, these almost entire quarters of just awful spacing, because guys are just shooting the ball just to get it up there, just to try and see if they can get the rhythm going. And there's no consistent offense. Nothing's being set up. Even honestly, I had a real issue with the way that they came out tonight. You know, I thought maybe they came out flat, but really what the issue was is they were just not being as aggressive as you saw them be in the second half. In the second half, they finally started to play it with a little bit more assertion to their offense.
We won the second half, Moose.
And we won the second half. But there was nothing of that, especially coming out to start the game at home. This was a crucial opportunity to, as G said, really put the pressure on Boston. Now the tables have turned. Granted, I fully expect Spo to make the adjustments and for us to come back, but this is a team that struggles with its offense, especially with Butler off the floor. And you're going up against probably one of the better offensive teams in the league easily. That's a recipe for disaster, especially if you're going to go quarters at a time where it's just, you know, nothing cohesive going on.
It's just sad when, like,
Tyler was here. Wait, did I say Tyler was here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You good?
I didn't say. I said Tyler. Listen,
guys. You switch your mic, too.
Yeah, you know what we're drinking, but I'm on that. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, put your mic down, fix your mic, and then pick the drink back up and continue.
You sound like Tyler Rozier.
No, see. Oh, my God. Is this mic working now?
I don't think anything's working.
I'll have a hot apple pie with that, though.
What does that mean?
A bacon egg and cheese sandwich.
Pass that to G.
Go to someone else. Go to someone else.
Listen,
I'm gonna.
Sounds as good as our offense.
2044. I don't even remember the point. I was gonna say something important, and then I got
here. I'll say something. Speaking of rearing someone's ugly head. Another big reason we lost the game tonight is fucking Luke Kornet came back.
No.
So all of the players
looks like a school
all
shooter.
Of the players are just DMPs, like coach's decision. And we're here and like four fucking players would be getting significant minutes in this game and none of them can play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who fucking kicked.
Missing DeLon like really sucks.
Huge. Like, so huge.
I think you missed kind of his defensive like intensity. I just thought Miami was not showing enough bodies, and I'll watch the film, tomorrow, but it kind of felt like they were putting
we don't have enough bodies. We played Patty fucking Mills, bro.
Right, but speaking that was already which, the game which, the game Al. Was already lost when that happened.
Well, sorry, but, go ahead, Brad.
Important
that,
to know
that
why
would be a good segue, right?
Yeah.
To what?
We're so back.
Just roll it. Roll it.
This is the heat offense.
I want this show to be over. Just go.
Gaga of the game. Sponsored by Unified Health. Wait, what are you guys talking about? Is it Patty Mills and Gaga of the game?
No.
I don't really get it either. I'm with you, Al.
Really?
Go ahead, play.
I thought someone played.
It was Nico.
Someone gave me. I got a fucking. Go back. Go back to what you were saying.
About DeLon?
What? Why did you just play the damn clip?
No. We need a different segue. Segue us into the Gaga.
Yeah, so
didn't kick our ass.
Nico was fantastic today. I thought he was one of the bright spots for Miami.
Gee, that's actually a great time to do what we're supposed to do.
Do we have something for Nico?
We got something,
Nico. That ass if we're drunk tonight and what are we drinking? It's lame.
I'm fucked up. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm
disappointed that you didn't pull a Patty Mills clip. Maybe that was it, Al. Because that would have been great for the show.
Where did you get a Patty Mills clip?
No, that's true.
From 2014.
You know what's fucking crazy about looking for clips tonight? The Heat posted nothing.
Yeah.
Not a single thing.
They didn't have
a highlight.
Single fucking clip from the game they tweeted out tonight.
All right, but let's go to the one bright spot. Absolutely. Who was Nico Jovic tonight. Let's go ahead and show
Nikola.
A beautiful and one with the Euro step. Apropos.
Look at that move.
Lovely.
Stayed up all day in Express.
Still had hope at this point of the game.
Yeah, I
think that was like the first quarter. The second quarter, there you go.
But then we were like, enough, Nico. Let's get Kevin Love out there.
Let's go to Kevin Love in a zone defense.
Yes.
We need some Thomas Bryant.
A little Thomas Bryant. Listen, I actually called for Thomas Bryant
I know
on Twitter.
You did. Crazy.
No, but here was my thing. It wasn't that I was calling for Thomas Bryant. I just didn't believe that Spo would play Jovic at the backup five. So it was like, listen, if you're not going to play Jovic at the backup five, at least maybe try Thomas Bryant. Because this is not a Kevin Love series. It's just not. Like, he just can't switch. There's nobody you can hide Kevin Love on. And, like, tonight, you couldn't hide Tyler Hero on anybody.
No.
Like, they were abusing that motherfucker. Like.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was rough, like watching.
Chill, watching they were abusing Thomas Bryant too. They went right at him the second he came in.
Yeah, but we already know what's going on with Thomas Bryant.
That was deflating. If they would have lost tonight, fine. But for Tyler to have the game that he had after the previous game, there's like you don't have that momentum that he would have. If he could have had, you know, a 30% better game today.
Absolutely, yeah. I feel that way about the entire team. I said take the points. I thought they were going to cover.
Well, you know, so name is Zay in chat says, don't play Duncan next game. His back is on fire.
Dude, he was freaky tonight.
I know. One thing I will say, I know, but one thing I will say when he was out there, like they were getting some things to the rim because they're still scared to death of him. Mm-hmm. Without Duncan, and if so, here's the thing. Boston made a gamble last game that Caleb Martin, Haywood Highsmith, Jaime Jaquez, all these guys are not going to be able to be prolific from three. And they were. We all know. We've watched the regular season. These guys are not prolific from three, right? So if you don't have anyone, those guys are not going to keep a defense honest. Like, they're going to just let them shoot, and they're going to do what they did tonight. And they did run them off the three-point line a little bit. But it's not – the thing is, you don't have to even run at them that hard. If they don't have a lot of space, these guys are just gone. Like, they're not going to shoot. Put Duncan out there in a wheelchair for the gravity. And I crypto in the chat, I agree. At some point, like, you just need him out there to keep them honest. But what I will say is that he can't move, guys. Like,
no, it was evident today. There was one moment where you saw him try and come off a pick and then go back to his spot. And I'm telling you, I saw him do one of these, like as he's running, like just stiffen up.
Oh, been there.
Felt bad for him. It really made me think of Mike Miller, man. Like when your back stiffens up like that, you just cannot move. And for guys that are shooters that need to be constantly running back side to side, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew it was over when Duncan and Caleb had like, I don't think it was back to back, but they had like two possessions in the same like stretch where they just dribbled it off their own foot. Like they brought the ball up. Just dribble it off out of bounds.
But what the fuck is Caleb's excuse?
Dude, you know when I knew it was over? When Caleb missed a foot on the line three.
No, he didn't miss it. He made the only one took.
No, he took one that he missed.
Nah, his foot would have...
I'm telling you.
First of all,
when the shot went, there was one that he took.
I saw one that went in. I don't remember.
You're a fucking liar. He was a liar. Caleb Martin has never missed a foot on the line fucking three.
I saw it today.
You son of a bitch. What you will not do is come on this show and lie
Fake
about
news.
Caleb Martin foot on the line. Caleb Martin foot on the line is the greatest basketball player that's ever lived. has never missed that fucking shot.
Not today.
Michael Jordan wishes he could hit long twos like Caleb Martin. But anyway, guys, so I'll go around the horn, because honestly, I wanted to keep this about 20 minutes shorter than it already was.
Please.
What has to happen next game, G?
Jimmy has to stop fucking cashing checks that Bam, Tyler, and Spo have to cash. Shut the fuck up, bro. Right. Be a troll and have all your hair. Don't fucking be like, we're winning this shit. It's going to be up 2-1 after today. I'm like, Doug, what are you doing? Get out of here. Why are you doing? He's being Draymond Green to Steph. You know, like Draymond be talking shit, and Steph's like, bro, shut up. Guess what? I got to cash that check. And he did that today. Jimmy, starts with you, bro. Shut the fuck up. Just be quiet. Just go on the sideline and be funny. Just don't do that.
It was a little weird to see him go in front of a mic and be all smiles, though. Like, I don't know. There was something that was a little off about that. I'm surprised that he'd allowed it, frankly, because they usually shut that shit down.
My favorite part of that was Stan Van Gundy uncomfortable with the hair and says, I don't have enough hair to do that.
My son pointed out, that's hilarious.
It was very funny.
So many Photoshop ideas tonight.
Put Stan in that haircut, please.
Oh, my God. We need that.
So my son pointed out tonight when he saw Jimmy's hair when he had that courtside interview, has he ever won a game when he's worn that hairdo? Because my son thinks no. Jimmy?
Yeah. I don't think he's ever worn that hairdo in a game.
Maybe, or at least in a
Styles like that.
He
styles
did it early like on. Like early on in the season, did it for like a game or two.
My son pointed out, it was like, you know, that was it the Washington game? I don't know. But
it
might have been the Washington game.
I mean, it's always in between braidings. Like, that's because I know I've seen him play games, not necessarily with that, you know,
there was
Mickey
that
Mouse
one
style.
He had like the half.
I know black hairstyles.
That's not what I said.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm completely uncomfortable with this panel discussing this, by the way. I just wanted to.
I'm also comfortable with Brass's son bringing it up.
I'm uncomfortable with the whole thing.
Come on. Wow. Listen, I'm fucking.
Did you call me?
Come after my fucking son, you dickhead.
First Caleb's three foot on the line, now Brass's son's. Unbelievable.
Fucking.
I was waiting for Moose to ask if he could touch Alf's hair.
What?
No.
Oh my God.
No. Brass.
You know, I'm sorry.
2 minute major.
Moose, I'm taking you out for that too.
Brass, what do they have to do next game? Let's get off of the black hair.
Fuck, I got to rearrange fucking tiles, that's for sure. What do they have to do next game? I mean, don't come out like dog shit.
Score
like,
more
just come out. Like, listen.
Damn it, Frank, you took mine.
If you're not playing like a full 48, you know, with all your energy, whatever. But if you could simply rearrange the minutes of your rest, it could play out differently in a game. But you cannot just sleepwalk on the court.
Yeah.
For the first especially, like fucking 5 minutes of that game and just get outscored like a motherfucker. They're too good at shooting the basketball. Like, and you clearly are not. Like, it's just maddening, because if they had come out, if they had hit them strong, maybe end a quarter in a tie, honestly, things could have played out very differently. But like, it's so crucial at that point.
Frankie, honestly, it wasn't the first quarter was one thing. Somebody says Lakers getting swept will make this night a little better. It will. But Frankie, the first quarter is one thing. The second quarter, 42-27.
Yeah, the first quarter, there was good process. Like, there were some frustrating decisions and stuff, but like you felt like they were just missing some shots there. They were a little out of rhythm. But second quarter, man, they got punked. It started with the no Bam Tyler minutes, that the zone that was an immediate Celtics run. That was Duncan and Kevin's last minutes of the game, and they had no response from there. You got them out hustling you for offensive rebounds, tip outs, attacking, getting everything they wanted inside, and the fight wasn't there.
Derek White is a piece of shit, by the way.
He is, man.
Hate that guy.
It's his head, man. His head is shaped so fucking weird.
And his fucking, like, honestly, he shaved his head and it all went to his fucking eyebrows.
Yeah.
Like, he is so fucking misshapen. I thought, like, he shaved his head.
I can't talk about hair anymore, so.
I think it will look better. Like, I thought it would look better. He shaved his head, yeah. But he has like the worst, weirdest fucking oblong head. Yeah, he looks like Roger from fucking American Dad.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Brass and other photos.
I got some work cut out for me.
But no, yeah.
Miami Heat movie.
Yeah. The fucking Spo's got to make adjustments, and so does Brass for Monday.
But listen, Moose, I could ask you, but you don't know what the hell they got to do next game.
It's a lot of things. I think it's not just one thing that they need to change. This is, you know, we're dealing with a significant opponent here. As much as we hate to say it, because I fucking hate Boston, but it's a legitimate team, you know, and they are the number one seed for a reason. So it's not just one thing. I think we obviously missed DeLon. Hopefully everything's okay with his family and we can get him back for the next game. Spo needs to make his adjustments. I think Brass, you absolutely nailed it. They cannot start off cold. I mean, you cannot do that against this team. And I think the biggest thing that they really need is they need to reach out to Dwayne Wade and see if he's still got, you know, a game in him or two. Come back and be a Heat lifer for just one more fucking game, one more moment versus Boston.
Right. Moose, they still have his bird rights.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, just come back. Damn. Come on.
Keys Sleepy Pat, bro. Sleepy Pat.
Well, listen, I don't know what they're going to do next game, but they got to do something to get themselves riled up. They got to get something going, Brass. Something needs to happen. You know who I need? I need Tyler Hero to step the fuck up. I need him to say something to his teammates. Maybe it's Bam. I don't know who it is, but they need to step the fuck up. Tyler Hero needs to say something, Brass.
I'm not scared of being the competition any more than you were when you lined up across from a superior team. Yeah, on paper, they're a better team.
Right.
They have all the assets and resources and we don't. But let us get on the line, boy, and see if that factors in. I guarantee you it won't.
Wow.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.